My guest this morning is Buffy Tanner. Welcome, Buffy.
Thank you, Ellen. Thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, you're welcome. And Buffy works at Shasta College. She's the director of ACE and BOLD, the two programs that we're going to be talking about today. She's been working at Shasta College since 2003. She's also an elected official in our county. She's a member of the Shasta County Board of Education and has been doing that since 2011. She grew up in Redding. She came back to Redding after going to school, she said. And so welcome and thank you for being here. And why don't you start out just by describing the programs for us?
Sure.
At Shasta College.
You bet. So the ACE program stands for Associate Completion in the Evenings. What we found in looking at our general population in the Shasta, Trinity, and Tehama County area is that 31.1% of our adults over the age of 25 had some college but no degree. And one of the things that we realize is that if you're a working adult and your work hours are primarily during the day, Monday through Friday, or if you have other obligations such as childcare or caring for an older relative during the day, it's pretty difficult for somebody to get out to school. Now, we do have significant online courses offered through Shasta College. However, some people find completely online courses to be somewhat isolating. So we wanted to create an opportunity for students to be able to complete their associate degree and have the camaraderie of having some in-person class experiences, which meant classes in the evening, coupled with classes that are online for the convenience, but also make adequate progress towards a degree. For instance, if you're a working adult, typically what students will do is they'll take maybe one or two online classes during a semester, and at that rate, it would take anywhere between 4 and 7 years to complete what is considered a 2-year degree. So the ACE program instead compresses our regular semester length classes into 8-week blocks. And the idea is that the first 8 weeks of a semester, students take two classes. One is completely online, and the other class meets from Tuesday, Thursday from 6 to 9 p.m. on the Shasta College main campus. And then you finish that 8-week block, you have a week off, and then another 8-week block with two classes. So a student is able to have a regular, consistent schedule. The only in-person times you're ever going to have class are on Tuesday, Thursday evenings from 6 to 9, but your other classes are online, but you're able to take a total of 4 classes each semester and 2 in the summer. And at that rate, you can actually finish your 2-year degree in 24 months and keep your job.
That's really a big benefit for people who are working and want to do it. And then also they have the camaraderie of the classes, right? Everybody in the classes is in the ACE or in the ACE program. Is that correct?
Exactly. So the program starts with two particular classes. The very first two classes, the in-person class is our Student Development 1 College Success course, and in that course, students are both taught particular skills that are going to help them be a successful college student, but they're also able to recognize the skills that they already have, either from working or just having lived through a little bit of life, and recognize how skills that they already have are going to help them be a successful college student. And then the online course, that first 8-week block, is a computer literacy course to make sure that students have the basic computer skills so that they will be successful for the rest of their college experience. And so students start out with those two classes, and then the rest of their courses, they're in the same courses with the same group of students. So from block to block to block, there's this camaraderie that builds, and I've seen really deep friendships build among some of the students. Even for those who don't build strong friendships, at least they have students that are familiar and they know and they're connected with, so that, you know, should they not be able to come to class one night, they have the name and contact information of a person they feel comfortable with to say, hey, could I get the notes from you from that class?
Yeah, that's great. That's good. And they're all going through the same thing together.
And they're all going through the same thing together, precisely.
And so the ACE program actually has existed for a year now.
For a year. We started June 2016 with our first group of students, and the program was modeled a little bit differently. It was a bit more compressed and more accelerated. Students actually had no breaks built into that first group. So they finished October 2017.
Well, congratulations to them.
They are very happy. Not everybody was able to finish the program as designed. Some people had to stop out, some for very great reasons. Some people got promotions at their jobs. And they just felt like, oh, the learning curve with a new job coupled with the constant learning curve of taking classes was a bit too much. You know, a few other people, handful of people, had to move out of the area.
And how many students were there in the first group?
In the first group, we had 51 students, and we have a total of 24 who either graduated last spring, last summer, or this fall. And then we have another small group of students who will graduate this spring, who started back in June. And then we have a handful of students who have had to take a little bit of a break and are going to come back when they can. They can come back and pick it up.
In this ACE program, it focuses on two different types of degrees. Would you like to talk about what the degrees are that the students are going to get?
Correct. Right now, we offer two basic pathways, a pathway to an associate degree for transfer in psychology and an associate degree for transfer in business. For both of those options, students do have the flexibility, if they don't plan to continue on to transfer for a bachelor's degree, they do have the option to slightly modify the program and go for what we call an associate's degree general studies, which is our, quote, non-transfer degree.
And it's like a certificate of completion of a certain amount of education in that subject?
Well, it is an associate degree. It's just that it doesn't have the specific courses that allow a student to transfer, say, to a California State University, like the transfer. You still have to take math, but you don't have to take what's called a transfer-level math class.
I see.
So,
and there's
modified.
Also a social science general studies?
So that's the non-transfer option for the psychology program.
And okay, and so what kind of jobs could, if they were in this second group category, could you tell us a little bit about the jobs they might be able to look into?
Sure. For the associate's degree in psychology or in social sciences, we have a number of students who are interested in working for our county, working in social services in our county. They're interested in working in nonprofit organizations, and they're interested in working in more service-oriented occupations. For the business associate's degree, it's typically people who are either working in either a small business capacity, or they are interested in working for, say, city government or a county or a school district, and need to have that level of education to get their foot in the door.
So they can do some basic accounting.
Correct.
Help out with clerical tasks in the accounting departments and so on.
Correct.
Great. Well, that sounds really good. Now, if a person is interested in this ACE program, what would they do?
So you can either contact our office, which is telephone number 530-242-7714, or you can look at our website. We have a significant amount of information on our website, which is www.shastacollege.edu/ACE, A-C-E. So sometimes what students do is they take a look at the website first, and then they give me a call to ask specific questions. Other people just like to call and get an idea of what the program is in general, and then they'll go look up specifics on the website. Either way, we're just interested in helping students learn more.
Fantastic. So in case you're just tuning in, you're listening to KKRN Community Radio. I'm Ellen Sugg. The show is Community Works Radio. And I'm interviewing Buffy Tanner, who works at Shasta College, and she's talking about two programs that are designed for people who work, a way that you can earn degrees right here at home in Shasta County and have a degree after a couple of years, right?
Correct.
An associate degree. So the first program was called ACE, and the second one is called BOLD.
So BOLD, which stands for Bachelor's Through Online and Local Degrees, is really in response to the fact that we don't have a significant number of four-year college universities in our area. We are lucky to have Simpson University right in Reading, as well as a center for National University, which is based in San Diego and operates centers throughout California. Both of those institutions are private, not-for-profit universities, which means that any tuition that you pay towards your schooling goes to operate the school. They're nonprofit. So, but we don't have a public four-year school in our area.
Is basically more affordable.
Correct.
Too, right? And we forgot to actually talk about that in regards to the ACE program, so maybe we should hit on it later. But let's finish describing the BOLD and
sure. So we don't have public school options, which do tend to be less money. So what we're doing with BOLD, it has two parts to it. One part of BOLD is to identify sort of a short list of universities, both public and private nonprofit universities that offer bachelor's degree completion programs either here in town, such as Simpson University or CSU Chico's business program that's offered here in downtown Reading, or offer programs online but are designed for people who are what we call place bound. You can't, if you're working a job and you own a home here and your kids are in school here, you're not just going to pick up and move so you can go to school and earn your bachelor's degree. So we're identifying these universities that offer bachelor degree completion programs, and we're looking for three main things. We're looking for what's called accreditation. So we're looking at the academic reputation of the school. We're looking at affordability. And our benchmark for affordability is really the cost of a California State University, approximately $15,000 to $16,000 in total tuition to complete the bachelor's degree. And then the last thing is accessibility. Does the school have room and space for you as a student if you apply? Are they fairly generous about how many units can transfer in from the community college? Do they allow you to start during the year at times other than just fall semester, for instance? Mm-hmm. So accreditation, affordability, and accessibility are the hallmarks of the schools that we're looking at.
And are they all online?
So with the exception of Simpson University and CSU Chico, which operates the business degree completion program here in downtown Reading, they are all online.
Okay.
So there are a number of online universities that are very high quality out there. For instance, Arizona State University, Colorado State University, Global Campus. These are great options. They are a bit more expensive. They tend to run more $25,000 to $30,000.
For the whole thing.
To complete a bachelor's degree. So those are certainly options that a student could choose if they want sort of that name brand recognition. But we're really looking for that affordability factor in conjunction with the reputation.
So that's what they're going to do after they do the BOLD program.
So
what does the BOLD program do to get them ready for that? Am I correct about that?
A little bit. So okay. So the BOLD program has the two parts. The BOLD program identifies quality institutions where a student could complete a bachelor's degree without moving it away. And then the other part of BOLD is a support structure offered through Shasta College to help a student navigate and manage their university experience. So what we're doing is we're creating a series of one-unit classes offered through Shasta College, and the idea is that you simultaneously take that series of one-unit classes at Shasta College while you're a university student online.
Do you already have an associate degree when you start this?
Yes.
So they could be in the ACE program and from the ACE program go into the BOLD program or just...
Correct. Okay. And so that's really the first... We're starting the BOLD program for the first time this spring, 2018. And definitely a number of our students that just finished the ACE program are making up the body of students that are starting the BOLD program in spring 2018. So... that series of one-unit classes, the idea is you may be a online Humboldt State student studying a Bachelor's of Social Work, but at the same time, you're going to take a one-unit class at Shasta College. The first class is titled Getting Connected to Your University, and it deals with all the logistics of being a university student. How do you get your financial aid? Who do you talk to for academic advising at your university? How do you use your online library at the university? And so on.
And who are the instructors or the professors?
They're Shasta College instructors.
Okay.
Yep. The second course is called Career Focus. So it's a matter of working with students that have already identified, I'm majoring in psychology because I think that I want to go on and be a counselor. But we're asking students to kind of take a deeper dive and look at, well, what can you do? What are your options for getting a bachelor's degree in psychology? What are your career opportunities? The third course is career worksite readiness. So as students get closer to finishing up their bachelor's degree, we want to make sure that they have got their updated resume together, they understand and have a plan for their job search, that they are starting to network with other professionals in the area. And then the last class focuses on graduate and professional school. Based on what the student decides that they want to do for a career, do they need to go on to graduate school? Do they want to go on to graduate school? And what is that process all about? So the whole idea is to help them navigate their university experience and launch into their new career.
That's great. Now, in general, this starting in January will be the first BOLD group,
cohort,
right?
Yes.
Cohort. So, in general, who are the people that are interested in this demographically? I mean, speaking.
So they're pretty similar to our ACE demographics. Working adults. Most of them have families that are, you know, maybe still in school themselves. Average age of students in our ACE program is 38 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And so our BOLD students look pretty similar. I foresee a time when, right now we're catering sort of to working adults for mm-hmm. the BOLD program. And I think that's primarily who we're going to attract. Again, these folks that can't just uproot.
Yes.
And move away to go to school. But I think, especially as college costs continue to increase, mm-hmm. I think we might see younger students be interested in the BOLD program. Because if you have a high school student who maybe has taken a few units through dual enrollment with Shasta College, and then they decide to start at Shasta College after graduating from high school, and then they look at the cost of going away to mm-hmm. school to finish their bachelor's degree, you know, if they have the opportunity to, say, continue living at home, provided they've got a healthy relationship with their parents and everybody's happy about that arrangement, you could see a student living at home and completing their bachelor's degree through an online university and being able to come out at the end of their bachelor's degree with absolutely no debt or maybe only a tiny, tiny bit. Or even if that student is receiving financial aid, that student might be able to finish their bachelor's with a little bit of money in their pocket by saving money.
And I notice on the flyer that you have for BOLD, you have a list of the major pathways that are available. We might want to just briefly...
Sure. What we've done is, in addition to identifying some specific universities, we've also targeted certain majors, and the majors that we've targeted are business administration, as well as accounting, computer information systems, criminal justice, early childhood education, elementary education, health information management, which is actually a bachelor's degree that you can earn through Shasta College, nursing, looking at going from having an RN degree license, your registered nurse mm-hmm. license to stepping up and getting your bachelor's in science and nursing, as well as psychology and social work and what's called general studies or applied science. These are all majors that will provide somebody opportunities to have a professional entry-level job in our local economy.
Yeah, that's great.
So what we've done is at the targeted universities that we've identified, we've taken these majors and we've done essentially a write-up on each of these majors at each of these universities and provided a significant level of detail about transfer requirements, admissions requirements, costs, format of the school, who to contact for more information about these particular majors. So it's very easy for students, say they're looking at a degree in criminal justice, they can easily pull up this information on our website and compare CSU Sacramento's program to Southern Oregon University's program and put them side by side and look at all the various details and make a very informed decision about what school might be best for them.
It sounds like it's a great program because it provides a lot of support. So if you're just tuning in, I'm Ellen Sugg. This is Community Works Radio on listener-supported KKRN Community Radio. And my guest today is Buffy Tanner. Buffy works at Shasta College, and we're talking about several exciting new programs that they have going on to help people who want to get degrees, both associate degrees in the ACE program and bachelor's degrees in the BOLD program, while staying in Shasta County and having support from Shasta College. So they're paying a small tuition at Shasta College for these programs.
So the ACE program is exactly the same cost as any course at Shasta College. It's the $46 per unit fee plus the campus fee each semester, and the campus fee right now is $41.50. Mm-hmm. If a student qualifies for what used to be called the Board of Governors Fee Waiver, which is now called the College Promise Grant, then they don't have to pay that $46 per unit. The students can get financial aid and get funds to help them with books and supplies and transportation. We also maintain a small lending library for students who may not otherwise qualify for financial aid but still need some help with books. So the associate's degree opportunity through the ACE program is exactly the same cost mm-hmm. as doing a daytime program at Shasta College okay. or online classes.
And the BOLD?
The BOLD program, the fees and the tuition are charged by the university that the student is attending, that they're going through to get their bachelor's degree.
Class.
So the one-unit class that we're offering through Shasta College, the unit fee and the campus fee for that one-unit class for the first 100 students is actually going to be paid for by the Shasta College Foundation.
Oh.
So for the first 100 students to participate in BOLD, there is no cost to the student for the Shasta College support program.
And 100 could start in January?
100 could, theoretically, 100 students could start in January. Right now, we're looking at probably about 20 to 25 students starting in January.
Okay.
And so if a student isn't quite ready to start their bachelor degree this January, and say maybe they're going to start in summer or they're going to start in the fall, there's a very good chance that they could still be part of that first 100 students. And in fact, we encourage students to contact us now and let us know that they want to be part of the BOLD program so that we can help give them support even prior to them transferring. For instance, we worked with several students in the fall and earlier in the summer who were in the process of applying to their university, and we helped them with that application process and answered questions about making sure that their financial aid information was on record with their university. So we can provide support to students even before they start their university studies.
Great. So if you're listening and you're thinking, oh, yes, this is something I want to do, let's tell them what they need to do. And there are some informational meetings coming up in December.
There are a couple informational meetings. We've got an informational meeting on Monday, December 4th. As well as Monday, December 11th. Both of those will start at 5:30 p.m., and they'll be located in room 785 at the Shasta College main campus, which is upstairs in the 700 building. If for some reason a student can't make it to one of those information sessions, they are always welcome to contact me directly. And the phone number is 530-242-7714. We also
to call Buffy Tanner.
Correct. And then we also have a significant amount of information on our website, as well as how to get involved in either of these programs. The website is www.shastacollege.edu/bold for the BOLD program, B-O-L-D, or shastacollege.edu/ACE for the ACE program.
Well, fantastic. And so thank you, Buffy. Thank you so much for all this information. And I think anybody out there listening who would like to know more about it can certainly call or email you at btanner@shastacollege.edu.
Correct.
So please do so. And we thank you so much for being on Community Works Radio today and KKRN. And KKRN does do quite a few things with Shasta College. We have interns from Shasta College, and we do promotions of a number of things that are going on there. So it's really great to further that relationship by having you here today. And we're huge supporters of Shasta College, that's for sure. And really exciting that this program is available. So thank you for listening in. And if you want to know more, you can call Buffy at 530-242-7714. You can even call KKRN at 337-1101 if you want to get a little more information or you from our end of the deal. So anyway, thank you so much for coming in today. Any parting words before we...
We're just trying to find ways to help support students and continue their lives, but also meet their educational goals. And if students or potential students have any other ideas about how we can help them do that, we would love to hear from you.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Buffy. Appreciate you being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.